Topeka, Kansas, 1870. Standing in the foyer of his fiancée's home, Jake Hunter embraced Lydia Wood. "I owe your cousin a debt I can never repay. If he hadn't introduced us, I'd never have found the perfect woman." Nestling her head against his chest, she sighed. "Kit told me you resisted meeting me. I'll admit, I was against him meddling in my life. I only agreed because he's been like a dear brother and has never steered me wrong." She leaned back to meet his gaze and grinned at him. "That doesn't mean he didn't get me in trouble with my parents. They were certain I was going to be branded a hoyden and unsuitable for polite society. They viewed my shooting and knife-throwing abilities as scandalous." He tucked a strand of golden hair behind her ear.
"I'm afraid they fear my influences cause the same problem."
Her expression softened. "You mustn't worry about what they think or say. They'd prefer I be a puppet to some wealthy man. Trust me, that wouldn't have happened even if I'd never met you. Oh, Jake, that's too terrible to contemplate." He gazed at her beautiful face and hazel eyes. His admiration was not just for her appearance, but her intellect, the feisty attitude she showed. Face it, he admired everything about her. He pulled her near, wishing he could keep her beside him forever.
"Yes, it is. I can't imagine life without you."
"Thank goodness. Tomorrow, we'll be together forever, no matter what anyone says or does." He kissed her tenderly.
"I'm counting the minutes, my love."
His mouth close to her ear, he admitted,
"I long to hold you close all night."
She clutched his lapels. "I hate the thought of your leaving. Hold me longer now, Jake." He took her hands in his and held her a foot from him.
"I don't dare, or I'll lose all self-control. You have no idea how beautiful and desirable a woman you are. I'd better leave, or your father will be striding in here demanding it."
She followed him to the door. "Until tomorrow at 2. Then, only your blasted Pinkerton agency can part us."
"And only temporarily, and for limited times, my love."
He pressed his signet ring into her hand.
"I leave you with this, my only family treasure. Next to you, this ring is the most cherished thing in my life."
She gazed at the ring, then up at him with a tiny frown. "But we'll be wed tomorrow." He couldn't explain why the surge had come over him, but he sensed it was important.
"I know it's strange, but please humor me. This is something I want you to have until our first son is grown. Then you can pass it to him."
A smile lit her face. "What a lovely thought." One final kiss to her soft lips left him dreaming of his future.